You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time for another roundup of accessible arts events for blind and partially sighted people here on RNIB Connect Radio. And Jess Beale from Vocalise joins me again to share a few upcoming audio described events that also feature in their regular email newsletter. Hello, Jess. How are you?
Hello, Toby. I'm really good, thank you. Great to be back with you all again.
Well, we are going to start with a visit to the National Maritime Museum in Greenwich in London for a guided audio described tour of the Pacific Encounters Gallery.
That's right, yes. Starting off in Greenwich for this audio described tour at the Pacific Encounters Gallery. This is on Tuesday, the 23rd of June at 11 a.m. and it's a free guided tour, but places are limited, so please do book in. It's limited to 6 people and with additional companions and guides. Come and discover histories and cultures of the world's largest ocean as this gallery examines early encounters of the Pacific cultures and European explorers and explores the legacies of those encounters today. So there's lots to come and explore. Come and see the highlights of the gallery and the many stories that it holds. There'll also be opportunities to touch and discuss the objects, and it finishes with an immersive experience. So there's lots to explore here at the National Maritime Museum in Greenwich for the audio described tour of the Pacific Encounters Gallery.
A deeply evocative story of self-determination and the search for family and belonging now with Driftwood, and this is at the Kiln Theatre in London.
Yes, staying in London for Driftwood on Thursday the 25th of June. The show's at 7:30 and there's a touch tour at 6 o'clock. Tickets are from £15 to £40 and this is for the audio-described drama Driftwood. This deeply evocative story of self-determination and a search for family and belonging. Driftwood is set in 1950s as heat is rising in colonial Trinidad, while support for political independence is growing. A downtown Port of Spain gentleman's club is about to get entangled in a custody battle of its own. This high-stakes drama of power, passion and drama at the Kiln Theatre, it lasts for 2 hours and 20 minutes. That includes a 20-minute interval.
We have a spectacular new production of Miss Saigon as the tour visits Blackpool and Canterbury.
Indeed it is. And yes, Miss Saigon, and I recently saw this on tour in Cardiff, so I can definitely recommend this one. And there's two opportunities here to go and see the legendary musical. Firstly, at the Winter Gardens Opera House in Blackpool. That's on Wednesday, the 1st of July at the Blackpool Winter Gardens Theatre. It's at 2:30. And then at the Marlow Theatre in Canterbury on Wednesday, the 15th of July at 7:30 p.m. This production is set in the last days of the Vietnam War, where Kim falls in love with an American GI, Chris, and torn apart by the fall of Saigon. For the next 3 years, Kim goes on an epic journey of survival to find her way back to Chris. He's had no idea that he's fathered a son. This musical, I mean, I really enjoyed it. It lasts for 2 hours and 40 minutes, including an interval. So go and see these touring dates.
A new uplifting musical now about a 13-year-old boy who dreams of saving his drought-ridden Malawi village with a boy who harnessed the wind. And this is at Soho Place in London.
Yeah, we're back in London for an uplifting musical, what we all need right now. So The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind is on Friday, the 10th of July, and it's at 7:30. The touch tour is at 6 o'clock. Tickets are from £30 up to £62.50, and it's based on the international best-selling memoir and film, as it tells the true story of William Kamkwamba, the 13-year-old boy. He dreams of saving his village, as you say, in drought-ridden Malawi. This is a celebration of human ingenuity and courage to dream that the impossible can happen. It's a powerful story where imagination brings hope for tomorrow, and it lasts for 2 hours and 30 minutes, including an interval, at Soho Place Theatre in London.
We end this time with another visit to the Wales Millennium Centre in Cardiff with that favourite family musical, Annie.
Indeed, yes. Back at the Wales Millennium Centre on Saturday the 11th of July at 2:30 for the favourite family musical for ages 5 and over, Annie the Musical. Tickets are from £30 up to £70. and was set in 1930s New York for the story of Annie, forced to live a life of misery at Miss Hannigan's orphanage. She thinks she managed to escape it as she's chosen to spend the fairy tale Christmas with the famous billionaire Oliver Warbucks. But spiteful Miss Hannigan has other ideas and she hatches a plan to spoil Annie's search for her true family. There's some unforgettable classic songs here in Annie the Musical. You can bet your bottom dollar you're gonna love it. So head to Wales. With Annie the Musical, it lasts approximately 2 hours and 30 minutes, including an interval.
So, Jess, if people would like to find out more about the items we just chatted about, sign up to that very important Vocalise email newsletter, or just find out a little bit more about Vocalise and other audio-described performances and events around the country, where can people go to find out more?
Well, if you head to our website, that's vocalise.co.uk, you can find all the information, you can see what's on, there's all the booking details, and you can listen to introductory notes as well before the performances for the Vocalise audio described shows. You can always email us on inquiries@vocalise.co.uk with any further queries. So look forward to hearing from you.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Jess, for sharing some great audio-described events with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby, and look forward to sharing more with you all next time around.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.